The people who cannot smile. Kevin Portillo practices smiling every day at home. Usually after brushing his teeth. Or when stopping by the bathroom or anywhere with a mirror. He hooks an index finger into each side of his mouth and pulls gently upward. He puckers his face into a kiss, then opens wide into an O, trying to limber up his facial muscles. He practices both the Mona Lisa slight closed lip and a wide, toothy smile. At least he's supposed to do his exercises every day. Being 13, he sometimes forgets, though he understands their importance. I need to stretch my cheeks, he says. I do it for a couple minutes. I have to do it every single day. He exercises so much that his jaw sometimes hurts. Kevin was born in New Jersey with a rare malignant vascular tumor, a Kaposi from hemangioendothelioma, covering the left side of his face, squeezing shut his left eye and pushing his nose to the right. Immediately after his birth, doctors whisked him away to another hospital in another state, the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. His mother didn't see him again until he was 8 days old. The doctor told Kevin's parents that the chance of him surviving was slim. But survive he did. However, the large tumor and the damage from its treatment prevented him from being able to do one of the most fundamental things humans do. On a physical level, a smile is clear enough. There are 17 pairs of muscles controlling expression in the human face, plus a singular muscle, the orbicularis oris, that runs in a ring around the mouth. The basic upward curving smile is achieved primarily by two pairs of muscles known as the zygomaticus major and minor. These connect the corners of the mouth to the temples, tugging lips upward, often accompanied, depending on the underlying emotions and thoughts, by the levator labii superioris, raising the upper lip and other muscles of the face. It is when we leave the realm of physiognomy, however, that the smile becomes enigmatic. This contraction of various facial muscles resonates across the entire arc of human history, from the grinning Greco-Uros sculptures of 2,500 years ago right up to emoji, those little images that pepper our online communications. There are differences in gender. Generally, women smile more, and culture. Smiles are definitely communicative. People smile more when in public than they do when alone, and more when interacting with others than when not. Scientists have shown that smiles are far easier to recognize than other expressions. What they don't know is why. We can do really well recognizing smiles, says Alesh Martinez, a professor of electrical and computer engineering at Ohio State University and founder of its Computational Biology and Cognitive Science Lab. Why is that true? Nobody can answer that right now. We don't know. I can show you an image for just 10 milliseconds and you can tell me it's a smile. It does not work with any other expression. Bafflingly, fear takes an exposure time of 250 milliseconds to recognize 25 times as long as a smile. Recognizing fear is fundamental to survival, while a smile, muses Martinez. But that's how we are wired. Other studies have shown that smiling faces are also judged as more familiar than neutral ones. Scientists such as Martinez theorize that smiles, as well as frowns and other facial expressions, are remnants of humanity's distant prelinguistic heritage. Human language started developing as far back as 100,000 years ago, but our facial expressions reach back further still, perhaps as far as some of our earliest human ancestors. Before we could communicate verbally, we had to communicate with our faces. Martinez says.